With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court has died.
Sandra Day O'Connor made history as the first woman justice when she was nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and confirmed to the nation's highest court. She often was the swing vote in closely divided cases during her tenure. In a statement, the Supreme Court said O'Connor died of complications related to advanced dementia, probably Alzheimer's, and a respiratory illness. O'Connor was 93.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNnews.com, the House voting to expel Republican Representative George Santos of New York following a critical ethics report on his conduct that included converting campaign donations for his own use. Santos becomes just the sixth member in the chamber's history to be ousted by his colleagues, expulsion requiring support from two-thirds of the House. Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy says the Israeli strikes on Gaza will continue until the terrorist threat, evidenced on October 7th, is eliminated.
Releasing all the hostages and eliminating Hamas so that the Gaza Strip can never again pose a threat to the people of Israel.
Israel's war with Hamas has resumed in full force. Israel and Hamas trading blame for ending the ceasefire while negotiators in Qatar work to restart it. A West Virginia coalition that helps support a network of pro-life pregnancy centers in the state is receiving $1 million to distribute to organizations committed to encouraging people not to end their pregnancies. The state announced this week the West Virginia Pregnancy Center Coalition was selected to manage the new West Virginia Mothers and Babies Support Program. The Dow is ahead 255 points and the NASDAQ up 63. This is SRN News. A group of 17 Republican attorneys general take on the Biden administration.
They have sent a letter to Washington decrying a proposed rule that would require any foster child who identifies as LGBT be placed only with parents who promise to affirm their lifestyle and, quote, provide services necessary for their health and well-being. That would include sex change operations. The attorneys general point out that some states are banning those kind of surgeries on children because of their devastating consequences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBT activism. In a lawsuit filed last month, the Russian Justice Ministry argued that authorities had identified manifestations of an extremist nature in the LGBT movement and asked for a ban on it. Now the High Court has agreed several Eastern European nations are taking action against the LGBT movement. This is SRN News. A federal watchdog is investigating how the Biden administration chose the site for a new FBI headquarters.
It follows a contentious competition marked by allegations of conflict of interest from the Bureau's director. Virginia leaders have released a letter saying the Inspector General for the General Services Administration is probing the decision to move the headquarters from Washington to Greenbelt, Maryland, rather than a site in Virginia. While Virginia leaders call on the GSA to pause relocation work until the review is complete, Maryland leaders say the project will move forward. The agency has denied any conflict and says it chose Greenbelt because it was the cheapest option. Keith Peters reporting.
A busy Atlantic hurricane season is now coming to a close. There were 20 named storms with seven hurricanes, three of which became major hurricanes in the Atlantic basin. More details at SRNnews.com.